It's Saturday, the 23rd of January, 2016. 9:50 a.m. A bit of a long lie in bed this morning. Till just after 9, so... It was great to waking up to bright light coming through our north-facing window. Our bedroom window. Even better was the sun shining through all the south-facing windows. Light brightening the house up. It's a beautiful morning. I wouldn't say mostly clear blue skies, but it's bright. The sun's beaming into the garden at the moment, although still at a reasonably low level. But I'm feeling good. It's, as I said, the 23rd of January. It's my birthday. Today, I am Root and Clickety Click. Yes, 66. I never was fond of 65, although that meant me being officially a senior citizen in this country, officially at 65. But I never was keen. I was retired before that anyway, so... But I was never keen on that 65 number. 66. That's got a nice ring to it, isn't it? 66. Yeah. So, to have a nice long lie, to get up to the sun shining, the birds singing, it's dry, it's fine. What a wonderful start to your birthday. And I've already had a couple of lovely birthday wishes, greetings from a couple of my friends on Audioboo. Actually, more than two now. Thank you. No, and 66. On this morning that I apparently, or obviously, feel so good in myself. My well-being, if I can say it, is at a high level. Will it change anything in me? No, because it's been a target for me for quite a while now. The new year is always a target for me to the turn around into a new year and the plans and dreams and aspirations of the coming year. And my birthday, I've set this 66th birthday as a target to get motivated. And I don't mean the pretense motivation that I've spoken about so many. Well, it was never pretense, but the feeble. Yeah, there's a far better word. The feeble motivational plans that I had for myself for the year. I'd made a pact with myself, if you like, that come my 66th birthday, no more feeble efforts, serious efforts. Be positive about what I can, get on with life, do what I can, and that's it. And be serious about it, not just talk about it. I have so many, so we'll see how it goes. But will it change me being 66? Absolutely not. I think most people would say the same. The birthday, no matter what it is, whether it was 66, 76 or 86. If God gave you that plenty of time on this earth. But I'll never change. I'll always be me. I'll always be the daft young laddie inside an aging man's body. Funny thing is, when you get to 66, you don't feel you're old. At least we certainly don't feel we're old. I think it's one of those things that when you're in your 20s old, somebody's in his 40s, oh, they're bloody old. And when you're in your 40s, someone in their 60s is, well, they're bloody old. But when you get to your 60s, you stop saying that. You stop saying that about people in their 80s. You don't say that anymore, they're bloody old, because you realise that they'll be saying the same about people in their 90s, etc. No. Well, it doesn't go much further past that, does it, really? But, no. And it certainly won't change anything about me. I'll be me forevermore. Hopefully, I will never lose my boyish What's that word, isn't it? Impishness? Yeah. Yeah. My impishness and my youthful nature. Though sometimes it doesn't come across that way, but yeah. Still that daft laddie. And I hope I pray nothing in my life changes that, takes that away from me. Nothing. Oh, there you go, 66. Now I've got a ringing in my left ear. I don't know whether it's... Oh, it's gone. It's gone. It's probably just a wee drop of water left in my lug after the shower. But, yes. I don't know what else I can say now. Happy birthday to me. My wife's got a song about birthdays. She makes up her own words. I can't remember what it is now. Oh, I can't remember, but it's taking the mickey out of somebody. And it's quite funny, actually, she does it. Yes. So we'll be heading off this morning for a run. We always do that for our birthdays and other occasions. And I believe that we're going up to the, what you might call the Southern Uplands in Scotland, which is to Crieff in that area. Bonnie wee town. Crieff. Got a lovely whiskey distillery or tea. Maybe she'll treat me. I don't know, we'll see. I'm not bothered really. Up to Crieff. We'll be heading up through past Clackmannanshire, through the Crooked Devon and the Rumbling Bridge to the Yetsey Muckert, up through the Glen of Eagles, or down through the Glen of Eagles actually, and then passing right through the middle of Glen Eagles Resort, they call it now, the golf club. They used to be called Glen Eagles Golf Club. Now it's Glen Eagles Resort. And from there to Moose Hill, and from there to Crieff. It's a bonny run in a car, or a bike, or a motorbike. It's such a bonny run, quiet roads. That's what we love. So I'm looking forward to that, just to get breakfast and then get away. So, no more rambling. I'm going to set the log fire for her return so it's ready to just ignite. Yes. Let's hope and pray that, and it means more than just another year in my life, let's hope and pray that a year from now I'll be standing here with a hot cup of tea and talking into a device to be shared, to be heard by my dear friends on audio booth. So that means that we'll all still be there, or at least most of us will still be there talking to each other. Means a lot to me, audio view. So that's all. Yes. You're down the line, we'll still be talking to each other. In whatever way it is.